I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC sports, brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Welcome into the Inside Carolina podcast presented to you by Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. We have another positional preview here as we go through each position this summer, June, July, heading into preseason camp in August. I'm your host, Ross Martin, joined by Greg Barnes and Jason Staples. Today is running backs. UNC lost Michael Carter and Javonte Williams, the NFL, two prolific backs who put together one of the best seasons combined for running backs in UNC history. I imagine the numbers support that. A big room with a lot of talent, but no one that's really produced at a high level. Let's go through the depth chart. You have Ty Chandler, the transfer from Tennessee. You have Josh Henderson, DJ Jones, Elijah Green. You have a true freshman who arrived in January in Caleb Hood, who makes the transition from quarterback to running back. British Brooks is a walk-on who's been at Carolina for a long time, who's a special teams guy, but also can provide some reps at running back. And Kamaru Edmonds will arrive in June, a big running back out of Havelock, 230 pounds, 5'11", who will be there in June and join the running back room then. Greg, you watched all these running backs this spring. What was your general takeaway of those guys, the depth chart, and maybe what Ty Chandler, who seems like the kind of leader in the room to be the starter of the season?
Yeah, I really think it's a matter of, first, you got to get past the idea that there is no Michael Carter out there and there is no Javonte Williams, which I think is going to take people some time to kind of get past that. And you have to kind of work through that. Different body types. I mean, there's a lot of guys that kind of look the same, but then you look at a Ty Chandler because he is tall. I mean, he's a little bit over 6 foot tall. He's kind of a thinner option who has good speed. He had 58 catches at Tennessee, so he can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think that was a big reason why Phil Longo wanted him, just because that was such a critical component of what North Carolina was able to do last year with Williams and Carter. That really helps the offense. And if you're not able to run the ball kind of in traditional form, you can use some of those swing passes to manufacture some rushing yards, if you will. And then Caleb Hood's the other guy that he doesn't look like the other ones because he's, even though he's a freshman, a big thick kid who can lay some hits. You always kind of, especially in like scrimmage settings, you're trying to hear those pops. You know, which defensive back can come up and lay a hit that you can hear across the field? What running back or wide receiver does it? Caleb Hood did that several times in some of the scrimmages that we were able to watch in the spring. He was the only running back to do that. And so those are two guys that kind of pop. And then you look at the other guys. I know they like DJ Jones, but he's been injured a lot. You gotta stay healthy to be able to see playing time. And they got to look at Josh Henderson and British Brooks and some of those other guys in the Orange Bowl. And I think everybody that watched that game could see that there was a kind of a step back. And that was a big stage for those kids. But I think that kind of gives you an indication of why Ty Chandler was such a big pickup and why they're willing to give all these other guys some looks. They're going to have to figure out who is the best option. You're not going to replace Carter and Williams, but what you're trying to do is find a couple guys who can be adequate. And with a good offensive line and with Sam Howell as your quarterback, you don't have to have elite talents there at running back. You just have to have serviceable replacements. And I think they, as you said, that there's enough talent there. They can find those guys. And while I think Hood and Ty Chandler clearly are at the top of the list for me, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out heading into the training camp.
A few notes I got from speaking with a couple of sources. Staff was pretty pleasantly surprised with what Caleb Hood was in April, coming from quarterback to running back, plays downhill, extremely physical, got a nice blend of speed. They think DJ Jones is the closest they have in the room to Michael Carter, still coming off a foot injury or leg injury. So that's, I guess, good for UNC that they have a guy with that kind of speed. And Ty Chandler is that experienced guy, and they like what he brought. So I think the thing that stands out there is that Caleb Hood, he's going to get better and better even this summer because he's just getting used to that position. And every rep is so important for him as he goes into a preseason camp. Jason Staples, what about this running back room kind of stands out? And how many running backs do you think they will play? Is it going to be two? Is it going to be three? Could they just lean on Ty Chandler and give someone maybe spot minutes? It's been different every year because I think in Mack Brown's first season, they had three guys they used a lot. Last season, it was almost strictly two guys. What do you see as kind of going down in 2021, season three under Mack Brown?
Yeah, my guess is that you're going to end up a little bit closer to three by the end of the year. It probably starts with more one because of Chandler and having a little more experience and all of that. And then by the end of the year, you're moving closer to three. And I think that's more ideal for them in that sense. I do think that based on how they've run things since Brown has been on campus, for the second time, it appears to me that they're very conscious that a fresh back, especially in the second half, really helps. And you could see how they would try to make sure that they were not basically riding one guy too much. So the only way that doesn't happen is if ultimately you don't have other guys step up enough that you can trust them. Mm-hmm. If you got one guy that his 80% is just that much better than everybody else's 100%, then he plays. But I don't see a guy on this list that I look at and I'm like, yeah, his 80% is going to be better than the next guy's 100. So they're going to split some carries. They're going to split some reps in all this as guys gain trust. And especially the biggest thing is pass protection. Your franchise is not the running back. Your franchise is the guy that's taking the snaps, and that guy has to stay clean. And that's going to depend very much on whether the running back next to him does his job in pass protection. So, you know, if you want to find your way out of the field and on this team at the running back position, you better be really clean in pass protection because Howell is the franchise there. So to me, you'll start with the guy that has the most experience and is most trustworthy there. That's going to be Chandler. And then I think just based on what I saw, if I'm one of the coaches, I'm hoping that Caleb Hood becomes the most trustworthy guy in pass protection ever because I want that guy to get more carries because I think he brings some ability to shed some tackles and be a physical presence in the running game that probably more so than anybody else on this roster. And gives you, you know, some benefits, particularly down as you get into the red zone, into some tight yardage situations. You can do more with somebody with his skill set because of how, you know, I was really impressed by how thick and strong he was through his lower body and his ability to shed some tackles. And that's something that they just really need. And good burst as well. Good burst with that. And then I think DJ Jones is probably the likely third guy there, or maybe the second guy, depending on how, you know, all of this development pans out. But I think those are the most likely guys. And then of course, Henderson and Green have played and they're good players as well. So they're going to have got multiple guys play. But, I think again, it's going to start with one guy. I think Chandler being the primary initially as they're developing as they're figuring out who they can trust. And then you hope that some of those other guys start to step in. I wouldn't be surprised though, if by the end of the year, the guy who is I'm less interested in who's the first running back on the field. I'm more interested in who has the Javonte Williams closer role. If you watch the last couple of years, Javonte Williams was the guy that got most of the carries in the fourth quarter of some of those games. And if I have my money on it late in the year, if he has developed as a pass protector, I really think Caleb Hood kind of fits that bill as being the closer on this roster And I'm curious to see how quickly he's able to develop and gain the trust to work into that role.
A couple things with Jason's comment there about Caleb Hood. One thing that's piqued my interest this offseason that Mack Brown has harped on is he didn't like so many RPOs in short yardage and goal line situations last year. He wants the ability to be able to line up and say, look, third and two, we're going for it. We're running the ball. Try to stop us. Caleb Hood is the obvious guy right now to be able to lower his pads and lay a hit, kind of like Javonte was last year. Otherwise, we've talked about a couple things that I think is worth kind of putting together to help accurately paint a picture here. As Jason said, pass pro is incredibly important. I mean, Javonte Williams was great at it. Michael Carter got to be really good at it. That's been very important. As I mentioned earlier, Ty Chandler, one of the reasons they liked him and one of the reasons that he's in Chapel Hill now is his ability to catch out of the backfield. As Phil Longo has told us several times, every single running back on this roster can run the ball when he's got it. There's no concerns with anybody in this group about can they hit the hole? Can they do what they need to do with getting the handoff and trying to find lanes and doing all the things they're supposed to do as a runner, right? You don't get to this level without that ability. What's going to separate these guys is who can protect Sam Howell and who can catch out of the backfield, because that gives them two different things that are very key for this offense. And that would give them a leg up. So those are the things I think you really have to look out for. And with Caleb Hood, for him to be able to play, he's got to do a really good job with pass pro in training camp. I mean, the being able to catch out of the backfield will come, but he's got to get that down if he wants to see critical snaps in important situations for this team this year.
Guys, let me tell you about Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com, Inside Carolina's podcast sponsor. Get all your UNC gear. Get set for tailgates for the football season. All the fall sports coming up by heading to Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. And Inside Carolina subscribers get 10% off by going to the premium message boards and getting that deal. Use that code. Get all your gifts, all your birthday gifts, anything you need for the summer, tank tops, jerseys, t-shirts, hats, anything for home tailgating and tailgating, get it at Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. We want to support local. We want to help out these local companies. There's tons of corporations out there, but you don't get that local feel, that personal alumni local feel without going to Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com, right on Franklin Street, and online at JohnnyT-Shirt.com. And remember to use that 10% off discount code if you are an Inside Carolina premium member. Take a quick break. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're back with the Inside Carolina podcast. I'm your host, Ross Martin, joined by Greg Barnes and Jason Staples. Guys, I'm kind of pumped for Kamara Edmonds to get in town to watch some of his tape. We actually interviewed him on the Scoop podcast recently. Dude is massive. I mean, they have two big freshman running backs in Caleb Hood and Kamara Edmonds. And what I like about this room is you do have that thunder and lightning in a variety of different places with quicker guys like DJ Jones and Elijah Green. And coming up behind them as true freshmen, Caleb Hood and Kamara Edmonds. So UNC set there. Another aspect I'm just going to tell you here, I think UNC needs to recruit a little bit better and get that elite back. They should be showing tape of Michael Carter and Javonte Williams. And I think in the 2022 class, you'll see some more elite running backs that will be coming to Carolina. And that's what this team needs to get to the next step. Another point I want to make is, and I want y'all's opinion on this as well, is Muncy has all five restored starters coming back in the offensive line. So they may have lost some talent in Carter and Williams, but you would think the offensive line, that stability, that chemistry, all those returning starters who should at this point, you know, be very, you know, in tune with what they need to do are back. So how important is that they have all five starters back? And does that really make an impact? You could see the difference, Jason. What do you think about that, about how returning starters in the offensive line will impact a running back room that we're not completely sure about at this point?
Well, as a general rule, if there's one spot where having returning experience matters most, you could make a strong case that it's on the offensive line, especially when you can get all five back that have played together. I mean, so much of good offensive line play boils down to playing as a unit and knowing how to pass guys off, knowing how to communicate and do all of these things and do them without thinking as a unit. I mean, they have to operate. Offensive line has to kind of operate as one position with five parts. And that's a huge, huge thing to have those guys all back. And really, I mean, all of them essentially in their third year in the system where they know the protections, they know all of the little sophisticated adjustments that you have to make against this front or against that front. And, you know, they've all seen this stuff. And so when you've seen it, you can react that much quicker. You don't, you know, get off balance. You're able to make sure that there's less pressure on your quarterback. And then, like you said, for the running back room, that matters a lot, because now you're much less likely as a back to have to deal with penetration into the backfield from one spot due to a missed assignment and all of these things. It allows the backs to deal with the stuff that they need to deal with. You're basically saying, okay, we're going to take care of first level. You've got to just do your job and earn your scholarship by, you know, handling the guy that you're one-on-one with. Well, that's a luxury for a back. Now, I've been very candid about this previously. And I will reinforce this again. I think that the most important thing from here on this offensive line is they need to have a really good offseason in terms of being in shape. Some of those guys were not in the best shape last year. A few of those guys, particularly on the right side of the line, were a bit over heavy and could really improve their stock for the next level by dropping 10 to 15 pounds. And, you know, they're massive human beings. You drop 10 pounds and you move just that much a little bit better to where you're now able to handle that weight and able to bend correctly as opposed to lean. And you know, your foot movement is a little bit more consistent in the third quarter and the fourth quarter when you're starting to get tired. That stuff matters. And so, you know, we've seen a lot from this group. They're really good in terms of experience, but that experience also tells us a couple of the things that need to improve. And the number one thing is they need to make sure that they have a great offseason and conditioning.
To not make this a offensive line podcast, because we will get to that. We got a little in-depth there with Jason on offensive line. We'll save that for the offensive line podcast, but I love it. They're very intertwined, running backs and offensive line. So it's hard to talk about one without talking about the other. Greg, to get us out of here, the impact of having five stars back on the offensive line, on the running back room, and anything else you want to kind of convey about running backs as we get out of here?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a big benefit. Obviously, it'll help Sam Howell and the sack issues, but it will really allow these running backs to come along. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Mac Brown has talked about is you really could just let Michael Carter and Javonte Williams go at it against this kind of standard, you know, zone blocking schemes, and they would make things happen. And so you could be very basic with your schemes offensively or, you know, blocking-wise. And I think what Mac's going to want to do this year and Phil Longo is going to want to do this year is kind of be a little bit more traditional in their running schemes to allow for some more help up front. You know, maybe you've got, you know, two pulling linemen to create some holes so that you're not relying on these running backs to make guys miss or to break tackles to have success. You kind of give them some holes to work through so that it's not on them to make these splash plays. Let the offensive line help them. And so I think you will see a little bit of a change in how, you know, Stacey Searles utilizes his offensive line in terms of the schemes, blocking schemes. So that will be interesting to see how it plays out. But certainly having veteran guys back and, you know, what could be the best offensive line in the ACC is going to make all these running backs look a lot better.
I was muted there. Great stuff, guys. Yeah, I think running backs will be one of the more intriguing competitions. You know, we have 4 weeks in August to break everything down. You're looking at tape and film and seeing who is kind of the first string, second string, third string running back. And it's important because you saw how successful UNC was when they had two great backs in 2020 last season. All right, guys, appreciate it. For Inside Carolina, I'm Ross Martin. We've got Greg Barnes, Jason Staples. That was running backs. We'll get into wide receivers and offensive line soon.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.